a new pitcher for the New York Metropolitans. People are losing their mind. Maybe a little too much.
Okay.
They say his name sounds like a name from Austin Powers. Here is a collection of people, various things, TikToks and whatnot, talking about Dickie Lovelady.
Dickie Lovelady?
This might be the best name in baseball. Dickie Lovelady.
Enter Dickie Lovelady, the new Mets sensation.
It's a man, baby!
Hold on to your hats, Mets fans. Meet Dickie Lovelady, a 29-year-old pitcher.
The name of the new player, Dickie Lovelady.
The greatest name in sports. Dickie Lovelady is a Met.
It's a man, baby! It's a man, baby! It's a man, baby!
I mean, from the world that brought us Kobe Buffalo meat. And some of the other great names.
He doesn't look like an Austin Powers character, though.
Mm-mm.
I'm looking at a picture of him. He's got like a just normal looking guy with a red beard. No, he needs to get rid of the beard. Go mustache.
Just a mustache would be great.
Just definitely just the mustache. Yeah, and it needs to be thicker.
I mean, if he gained like 200 pounds, He could look like Fat Bastard.
He could, actually. I would like a red handlebar mustache if you're going to be Dickie Lovelady, see?
Yeah, and you have to twirl it after you say every sentence.
Or after you get a strikeout, you're like, struck him out. Go sit down on the pine.
Didn't see that one coming, did you? Dickie Lovelady at your service.
Dickie loves that lady.
He's been doing funny old-timey voices all morning, it's really great.
It started when right after we finished our chat about the biggest brands and how one for generations, and Hot Wings said, "Man, we loved our post office growing up." Off the air, Hot Wings said that. And he goes, "I used to run out to
the postal delivery guy."
I'm getting to it. Yeah. He goes, "I used to run out to the postal delivery worker every day." And say, "Please, mister, can I have a rubber band for my rubber band collection?"
I spoke
British
then.
Your postal worker, G.C. Brown.
Yep.
G.C. Brown would say, "Top of the morning, lad. How would you like a rubber band for your rubber band ball?" And then Hot Wings would scoot back inside on his box with a roller skate underneath and put it on his rubber band ball.
I would walk.
You rode around on a box with a roller skate?
No, I would just walk.
Michael J. Fox borrowed it once and ran into a manure truck.
Just walk down the lawn.
It's all Hot Wings life.
Oh, see, G.C. Brown.
G.C. Brown.
The old man who was
the postal man who wears a top hat is coming down the road.
Mister.
Top of the morning to you, lad.
Getting a rubber band from him every day is like a core memory for me.
Got a rubber band for a lad?
I was 17. I wasn't.
Someday I'm going to ask for a rubber.
I was 5 years old, 5 or 6. Yeah. During the summer vacation, I would go down there every day. I had I had a great rubber band ball thanks to the kindness of our postal guy, G.C. Brown.
Yep. Hot Wings said he'd always hold on to it just a little too long, and it would snap his little boy fingers.
He would. He'd snap my boy fingers.
And I said that G.C. Brown would pretend it was a towel hitting his buttocks in a locker room.
That's so wrong. He was a nice man.
Yep.
Something so wrong about the term boy fingers.
Yeah. I don't like that. It's weird. But we make desserts out of lady fingers.
Yeah,
so.
It's definitely sexist.
Yeah. We should fix that.
So we should make desserts out of boy fingers?
Yes.
Or take away the dessert called lady fingers.
What is lady fingers?
Lady is an older term. If they were called girl fingers. Right? See, that's the difference. See, that's boy fingers.
Well, fingers doesn't sound any better.
It doesn't sound very appealing.
I'm going to start calling mozzarella sticks girl fingers when we go out. I'll have a plate of those girl fingers, please. Yeah. Oh, you call them mozzarella sticks.
Yeah. I mean, I definitely wouldn't want a dessert called man fingers. Definitely not.
What if they called pudding man batter?
Ew.
It probably would not be a big seller.
They're more likely to call man batter pudding.
They call Jell-O dude goop.
Yeah.
Dude goop.
Yeah. Watch it wiggle. See it jiggle.
Dude goop.
The worst part's the plating process.
Gig.
Yeah. Anyway, so check out Dickie Lovelady at a mound near you.
Oh, yeah, he's right on that mound.
Dickie Lovelady. Yeah.
Once he gets on that mound, you can barely get him off until he's done.
Yeah.
Oh, you'll want to get him off.
Oh, the old split finger right there, Dickie Lovelady. Right up the middle. Hitting it in there.
Shot into the gap.
Dickie Lovelady struts out to the pitching mons.